All right, I'm excited. First time this year, let's catch up with Captain Bill Myers from Delta Dawn Charters out of Escanaba. I can't wait to hear about your salmon fishing, Captain. Good to have you back on the show.
Oh, it's good to have you. Can't say much about the salmon. They all got a mask on.
Oh, is that why the bite's been tough for you?
Yep, I'm just having a hell of a time. They just won't open up their mouths.
I'm not sure I believe that. I'm pretty sure you're getting some fish. I've heard some good reports over the last week, and, you know, I want to know how you're doing and kind of if you could help us figure out, you know, the type of water that you're chasing these fish in, too. So let's start with that. Let's start with, you know, the type of water, how deep, where in the water column, is there a thermocline?
There's got to be one starting. But I've been fishing. My fish has all been deep. I've been out in 130 to 160 feet. I caught steelhead on a downrigger, 110 feet.
Wow.
I mean, and then I caught 21 lake trout, 20 feet down. So I think they're screwed up. Must be that virus. They're just up and down and backwards.
Yeah, I mean, catching lake or shallow and steelhead deep is quite unusual. I have to admit that for sure. Are you using mostly downriggers? Or are you doing any lead core, copper?
We're running the full boat. Coppers and wire and downrigger, anything to get them. I mean, they're here and they're gone, it seems like. When you hear a good report and you roll out there the next day, you hardly catch them. I don't have them figured it out. It's 2 weeks early, too. Now they should be fishing them. It's after the 4th, we should start catching fish.
It did seem a little bit early this year. I mean, typically we see the big fish show up first, and then they sort of dwindle out as we go through the summer in northern Lake Michigan, but you're saying it's 2 weeks early.
Oh, yeah, we were catching them 2 weeks ago, you know, mid-June. Like I say, it was spotty, but we were catching them, and we were there with that walleye. We were fishing them. Your rods would go off with alewives just chatter through the water, fishing walleye, and then when you come up, you had alewives, two or three on your god dang rod. So they're in there plenty, and they're big. Big alewives.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about your setup. I want to talk about how you're running your copper, how far down. If you're running lead core, how many colors? Are you putting dipsies or sliders on there?
Well, I run a little bit of everything. In the morning early, everybody's running five colors, six colors, three colors, stuff like that. I am running an SWR on the downrigger, so that's normal. And lead core, when it gets midday, I'm down there. I'm using 300s, 350s, 10-color copper, about the deepest I went on them. But they're all catching fish. That's the trouble. It's rhyme or reason. Then blue. Seems like anything this year with blue.
Huh.
I don't care if it's blue flounder, pounder, dancing anchovy, Happy Meal, they're just catching fish.
Well, I definitely want to get into more of the spoons and also talk a little bit more about the water column with you. And maybe even try and pick your brain for a couple of areas that you think might be good for folks, because I'm getting good reports both out of Fairport and Manistique, if we could talk a little bit later this hour.
Oh, no, that's fine. They are both doing good.
Captain Bill Myers from Delta Dawn Charters, and we'll talk Northern Lake Michigan salmon fishing and apparently some steelhead, too. So stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.